This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, more about Babylon. The Monster of Babylon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. When he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which are received no kingdom as of yet. They receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. They are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war with the Lamb, and the war will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, "The waters which you saw, which the harlot sits, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues." This is really known as the Monster of Babylon. We are leaving the religious system, which John focuses on, the beast going to the Monster of Babylon. And it almost reads like a riddle when these verses say, "The beast that was is not, but shall be." We first met the beast in Revelation in chapter 13. He came out of the sea, the mass of world humanity. Now in verse 8, we see him arising from the bottomless pit. The reason for this change has to do with him being killed and coming back to life in greater satanic power and influence than before. And if you remember, we went through that in Revelation chapter 13. After his resurrection, he arises from the abyss with satanic power to deceive the world. So it's almost like he comes back more powerful. Then we talked about seven heads, seven mountains, and seven kings. Seven mountains refer to the seven hills of Rome. Seven kings, the five emperors who reigned prior to John's writing. Domitian, who was reigning as John wrote. The seventh, who is the Antichrist, who is not yet come. We hear ten horns, ten kings, the war with the woman. The ten kings are ten heads of state, which the Antichrist and the false prophet will use to administer their influence and power. We've seen those of the statue of Daniel. We've seen that in Daniel's visions of the monster that had ten horns. And then we saw the little horn coming out. These are the same as the ten toes on the image seen by Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2:42. They represent the future government of Rome, which we have yet to see. But one day there will be a coalescing of ten nations which will bind together in some sort of unified block of nations under the leadership of the Antichrist. This ten-nation confederacy will reign over all the earth during the latter part of the tribulation. Then let's get into the end of the Babylonian system in verses 16 through 18. "And then the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." We see in verse 3 that the harlot is riding upon the beast. It's the religious system which gets support from the Antichrist. But at the end of the vision, we see the beast turn upon the woman and ravage her. It seems apparent that the Antichrist is using the religious system for his own purposes. But when he no longer needs her, he destroys her. But in verse 14, verse 8, Babylon is fallen, that great city is fallen. Then in verse 19, we see that the woman you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, that he shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.